Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And good evening, Stephanie. Woo!
Hey! How are you doing, Will?
I'm really, really well. Thank you for asking. And you know I love welcoming you onto this show every single week. We love you being part of this show. And tomorrow night, Steph, I don't think you can make it, actually. It's the Stray FM Local Hero Awards.
I'm devastated.
So it's a big fancy do in Harrogate tomorrow night. And there's a free course meal. And of course, there'll be a nice dessert, and we're cooking a nice dessert tonight.
We are indeed. Well, we have got here a classic. It's traditional, it's old-fashioned, but it is a classic.
Do you know what? I'm not a dessert person. I'd always rather have a starter.
Oh, Will. Well, you tucked into the frittata last week, but now we're on with the lemon meringue pie.
Tell us how to do a lemon meringue pie then, Steph.
Well, first off, you have to make the pastry, which is basically flour, butter, eggs, and a splash of water and a pinch of sugar, and you make like a sweet sort of pastry that you line your dish, and you par-bake that blind so it's cooked through. And then you make the lemon meringue filling, which is your zest of lemon, juice of lemon, eggs, a little bit of corn flour in there, and a little bit of butter, and you set that into your lemon meringue base, and then you have your meringue on top. And this is the thing that sets it aside, really. You want something impressive. You want a mound of meringue that's golden and crispy and has a little bit of a crunch on the
just
top.
Just like that one I can see there.
That's what we're looking for, Will, that crunch.
And you make it sound as though it's fairly easy to do that. How long does it all take, Steph?
Well, we made this morning and it took seconds. So, well, a few minutes. No, it takes about an hour to make a lemon meringue pie, I would say. The thing is to make the base. Now, you can buy the base. You don't have to make the base. You can, you know, doctor it if you want to. But it's a nice, quick dessert to do.
And is it a good pudding to do if you're cooking for quite a few people?
Mm, brilliant. And it's light, isn't it? I love the meringue. I think it's light and fluffy. And zingy and zesty and springtime. And I think this time of year, there's not that much fruit about, Will. We've got Yorkshire rhubarb, but we've done Yorkshire rhubarb to death.
We have, yes.
Not that we can ever have enough Yorkshire rhubarb.
And from your experience, Steph, from cooking for a lot of people, a lot of different hotels, a lot of nice restaurants, and I'm putting you on the spot here, which pudding goes down the best?
Probably always chocolate.
Yeah. You can't go wrong, can you? But this is just as tasty. Steph, thanks very much, and let's get the wine now.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stray FM.